Is cash still king? That's our subject for today's Dollars and Cents segment, and it mirrors, kind of folds right into this discussion on innovation. You know, first off, according to Coin News, in 2020, it cost roughly 1.76 cents to make one penny. So it actually costs more to make the penny than it's worth. And not only is producing the cost of money a negative, the convenience of having exact change at your fingertips is playing a bigger part of the appeal of cash. And the days of cash being king may be coming to an end. You know, banks are creating their own apps that allow virtual banking and mobile deposits. You can go to the grocery store and get cash back. A lot of people don't even have to go to ATMs anymore for cash. These conveniences have led to many of you probably haven't even visited a bank branch for transactions in months or even years. And I think the pandemic has sped all this up. You know, the movement from bank transfers or cash payments to peer-to-peer apps like Venmo, it makes it as easier to settle up with our friends if we go to dinner or need to share for tickets. And contactless digital forms of payment through things like Apple Pay and other wallet applications, it's become an ordinary way of life. So the world of the world of online shopping has grown by leaps and bounds. And experts predict it will become continue to be a major revenue stream for retailers. And then, of course, online giant Amazon had profit growth of 84% in 2020. And it's interesting when we look at the number of digital payment transactions. You know, in 2020, it was estimated that at the end of the year, the United States would have about 160 billion digital payment transactions. And if I go back a few years, just 4 or 5 years ago, North America was number one in digital payment transactions. Europe was number two, and Asia and the Pacific Rim was number three. However, at the end of 2020, Asia is far and away ahead now, and then Europe, and then the United States. And it's projected that the Asia-Pacific Rim is going to explode in digital transactions, and the United States is not. It's going to maintain a pretty steady rate. We might get up near 200 billion transactions from where we are right now, around 160. But that's over a period of, like, you know, the next 3 years. And Asia's gone up to maybe close to over 400 billion transactions in a year. And Europe is embracing it more. So that's very, very interesting to me. I think a lot of that is the embracing in the emerging markets, China particularly. But, you know, a lot of the emerging markets really didn't have these virtual applications, and now they are. But there's implications for our economy. You know, when everything's electronic like that, the technology to support that is growing so fast. There are tremendous technological innovation. There are companies that are, the way that they're speeding along in their ability to do virtual application of money is creating disruptions in many, many different industries. And when there is economic disruption like that, it can really lead to a lot of growth, but it also can disrupt markets and economics because it's hard to price something like that. So there can really be some tremendous opportunities for growth and investment. But then there are also some real safety issues. You know, there are concerns as the number of payment options continues to increase that I know many of you are concerned about keeping your payment information safe. And one survey by TSYS found that 30% of consumers are very concerned about payment security and 58% are somewhat concerned. So over half of us are concerned about the security of our payment information. So it's just going to be something that's very interesting to watch and evolve. It's something that is a reality of life. We're going to have to embrace it. It creates security issues. It also creates investment opportunities. We will continue to monitor this. And then not to even mention the world of cyber currency and the embracing of cyber currency, especially Bitcoin. And how does that evolve over the next 5 to 10 years? So a lot to still be determined, but the innovation in the world of cash and how we pay for things is going to continue to evolve and change.